Danny, what do you make of today? What does this mean to us here in the U.S. and the world?
I mean, on the one hand, it's you know, exciting to see so many people out in this freezing weather, particularly at this time following the U.N. Security Council meetings yesterday, as the escalation of various maneuvers continue towards a likely war in Iraq. The idea that so many people are speaking out, and more importantly, so many of the polls show disaffection from the administration policy, that's significant. But, you know, at the same time, this is an administration which is basically tuning out what people think. They know what they want to do, and they don't care what anybody thinks. And that's scary. And also, you know, we have a situation where we're giving up some of our freedoms here in America, the right to march, the right to, you know, assemble, the right to march in front of the United Nations. All of this is kind of, I think, a sign of both the stress at the higher levels in our society, but also the implications of it are rather frightening, because already we have journalists like Tom, Friedman at the New York Times saying that if there's another terrorist attack in America, the Constitution could be suspended. That's rather scary.
We got a voice. Well, we got a
That's something I think we're all thinking about, that public opinion would swing wildly to a reactionary status where you'd have people approving shredding the Bill of Rights further than it's already been shredded.
I mean, as you can see, all the screaming and yelling that goes on at these rallies, these are not arenas for really people offering political analysis. You know, it's kind of rhetoric and sloganizing and the like, and I guess that has a place too. But the real challenge here is how do the people here communicate their concerns to the rest of the people in the world, and secondly, what is the role of the media in helping them do so?
It'll be real interesting to see how they treat this when this day is over.
Well, it'll be covered, but you know, a shot of a lot of people standing around doesn't really explain much about what they think, why they're here, etc. It all gets rather simplified, and maybe that's the way it has to be, you know. But I think that's a shame, because the case that's been made for war needs to be debated, and it hasn't been really fully, not in the media.
Well, one of the vacuums is that there is no opposition party in this country anymore. It seems like, well, on a whole range of issues, and especially this war, the Democrats are absent without lead. They're gone.
Well, I mean, but also the left, you know, what's left of the left, cannot seem to mount an organizing effort and come up with a strategy that will subordinate egos, sectarian impulses, factions, sects, and the like, so that they can actually come up with an approach that can mobilize the people who would be supportive. And that's also a problem. I mean, yeah, the Democratic Party, you know, is you know, we have two parties that are like two wings of one party. There isn't an opposition, and I think part of the reason for that is because we don't have a media environment that enables those other voices to be heard on a regular, ongoing basis. Having a coverage of an event is not the same thing.